What's up, everyone? My name's Nick.
And I'm Em.
And welcome into the Ominous Archives. All right, Em. So this week, for episode 18, we're going to kind of have a back and forth kind of tournament style discussion.
Okay.
Because I'm covering a bunch of different torture devices. So how I set it up was we're going to kind of just give like what the torture device was and did.
Right.
And then we'll figure out if it should move on to the next round.
Okay.
Now, this is definitely an episode where if you have young ears, they may not, you may not want them to listen. I don't think we get too in-depth, but still, you may not want them hearing what happened way back when. So now would be a good time to switch over to something else. If not, hang on, because some of these are definitely rough. Also, maybe we'll throw up on Instagram or X or something like that our own polls, and maybe all you guys can kind of determine which one you think would be the best outcome. But I think without further ado, let's dive into these. So I don't have them ranked as in one, two, you know, they're not that style. All it's right. Literally just two that are kind of similar. So first up, we have the rack, which was a rectangular, normally a wooden frame. It was slightly raised off the ground and it had a roller either on one side or both ends. And they would lay the person down and with ropes that they tied to your wrist and ankles, they stretched you.
Ooh.
So pretty much dislocating your joints and potentially tearing them off.
This is going to be a rough episode for
me. This is going to be a really rough episode.
This is going to be so rough for me.
Now the rack, that's going up against the scavenger's daughter.
Does not sound fun.
Now this was a metal frame that they used to compress the victim's body onto itself. So there were two different styles. One in and compressed it and then the other to the top and your hands in the middle and then your ankles at the bottom. They would then be able to bring your head to your knees, which would strain all your muscles, like, you know, hamstrings, everything in that direction. It pretty much would just compress the victim so much that they could either start bleeding from their nose, their mouth, other parts of their body, and it could also result in death.
Mm.
What are you thinking for round one?
Okay, so here's my thought process here. With the rack, they didn't say could result in death. They did not say it could result in possible death. However, your limbs could be tore off, could result in death.
I was gonna say there's arteries in your limbs.
This is true, but like, what if it's like an arm? You don't need both arms.
No, you don't need both arms, but there's still
you need like medical care.
Yeah, you need something.
All right, I think I'm gonna go with the rack for this one.
I think I agree because I feel like the rack is more like commonly known.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, if you say a torture device, that's what they think of.
Yeah.
Because it's in movies and stuff.
Right.
And I just don't feel like if you're trying to torture someone, I feel like the rack gives you more time.
Yeah.
Whereas like compressing someone, if you just squish yourself down, it's hard to breathe. So you can't even get information out if you want to.
I hate nosebleeds. I hate having a nosebleed
so
much. And I get them chronically. So I'm sure my nose would start bleeding immediately.
Yeah, if the air's really dry out, I'll get nosebleeds.
Yeah, I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I always got really bad nosebleeds.
Sorry, I was trying to highlight because I tried making an actual
like a
tear thing. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't even find one. So on to our next, I don't even know what you want to call it. Challenge? Next? No.
Bracket.
Battle. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. We have the pair of anguish, which consist of four leaves, and they were joined at a base. And what they pretty much did is opened with the turn of a screw.
Yeah.
Now, they would put this anywhere that they could.
Yep.
It could be the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Use your imagination.
You can use your imagination on that one. And then they would just twist it and keep opening and opening and opening. That's going to go up against, we have the tongue terror.
Nope.
Can you imagine what that would do? This kind of resembles a pair of garden shears.
Absolutely not.
And its, you know, name literally suggests what it does.
Right.
It would be heated over a fire, and it was designed to clamp onto the person's tongue and rip it out.
They have to heat it? Like, is that necessary? Like, well, I feel
also,
like you don't need to heat it.
It would also kind of cauterize at the same time. Archie decided to join us up on the couch today.
Don't start squeaking your squeaker toy.
Yeah. He's got his old breakfast sandwich. He's having a hard time listening to this.
It's too much for his young ears.
So I figured they'd heat it up to kind of like cauterize it at the same time while they pulled it out.
I get why, but like, is it really necessary? Like, it's bad enough.
You know, yeah. It said that the executioner would twist and pull however they could to cause the most pain, and ended up being a useful way they would deal with people for blasphemy or spreading heretical ideas, which would literally silence them.
Yeah.
Where you think you're going to go?
Neither one of those make me feel confident or happy with my answer here.
I think the tongue terror for me is like, it's permanent.
You know,
not saying
so
that
funny.
The pair of anguish isn't, but it's this is an instant done.
A record, like, what's the word I'm looking for? A recordable.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the word is, though.
Well,
irreversible.
People. Yeah, irreversible. Just shut the hell up, Emily. They know what you're trying to say. Damage. Like, that could, although, I don't know. Your tongue, like, you need that to speak. You need that to,
I mean, they're silencing you.
Like, I feel like it's going to mess up. Well, it could mess up your eating. I feel like it would mess me up. It'll hurt. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go with the pair of anguish on this one, unfortunately. It doesn't make me happy, but.
I think I agree. I think the pair of anguish does more damage.
As terrible as it sounds, yeah.
Because they can use it multiple areas, multiple ways. You know, the tongue tear
is... Wait a minute. Am I answering this on which one I would rather endure or which one I would rather use to get, like, an answer out of somebody?
No, which one you think is just worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I was just making sure we were on the same page. No. I was just making sure.
I want to do this to someone.
No. I was just making sure, okay?
So that is that. Next, we are on to the Brazen Bull or Rat Torture.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Rat Torture?
Yeah. So I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to pair, at least for this first round, with some that are kind of similar. Like,
I can already tell I'm going to absolutely
this
one.
The rack stretched you. Scavenger Daughter compressed you. Kind of in the same realm.
Yeah, I see what you did.
Pair of anguish, tongue. So now we have the Brazen Bull and Rat Torture. The Brazen Bull consisted of a life-size bronze bull that was hollowed out on the inside, and it had a door to the outside. And they would put a victim, or victims, inside, make a fire underneath it, and as the fire would get hot, the bull would get hot, and they would start to slowly cook the victim inside to death. What makes this a little bit even worse, I guess you can't really get worse, but they had an acoustic system, so when the victims would scream, it would sound like a bull.
Sick and twisted. Yeah. That is barbaric, first of all. Oh my gosh.
Just wait.
Oh dear.
So the bull's going up against rat torture.
Yeah, and I feel
if you've seen movies, you've seen rat torture.
I don't like it.
This was what they did is they forced hungry and desperate rats to eat their way through the victim's body. The unfortunate recipient would then, they would be laid down, restrained, and then they would put the rat on their stomach, probably under a bucket, and they would heat the bucket until the rat, which is now panicking because it's so hot, starts to pretty much find their only way out, and that's through the person. They would go through the stomach, which then would lead to drawn out and extremely painful death. And at points, sometimes the victims were, like, their rats would start to eat them from the inside.
I'm taking the bull. I don't even need, you could have put that up against anything, and I feel like that's going to be the worst one to me. That is horrible.
Wait, you want the bull to move on? Or are you?
The rat torture is worse. Arguably worse. So, like, I'm in this situation, like, I'm taking the bull. So, like, yeah, I guess rat torture would move on.
You want to
move
rat torture on?
Yeah, it's going to beat everything for me. That's horrible.
I don't know.
Nick, how much worse are you going to get? Rat torture? A rat eating your insides?
We could potentially get worse.
Get the hell out of here.
There's...
Could you imagine how slow that would be? Think about how, like, their little teeth, like, actually biting your insides. Think about that.
I mean, at one point, you're going to go through shock. And you're probably not going to feel it anymore.
I mean, I guess eventually.
Same thing with being cooked. Eventually, you're not going to feel it.
Although, I feel like that would be, like, for some reason, that seems more humane to me.
I feel like the cooking might take longer. Like, you might.
Yeah, but something about it seems more humane. I don't know. Oh, I did not like that at all. That makes me sick.
They're supposed to be torture. Like, the other thing is, like, this is, like, torture. So, like, you're thinking you're going to get.
Yeah.
Info out of people. But most of these just end up with a person dying.
Right, like, you're not even getting the information that you need.
So.
And half the time, if you're doing this to people, they're gonna confess to whatever the hell you're telling them to confess to.
Oh, yeah. If you're, like, putting, like, what was it, in the witch trials?
Yeah.
They would put weight on people.
Right.
There was the one famous guy, I can't think of his name, so, you know, apparently he's not that famous with me. But he denied that he was a witch or wizard. And kept telling them to put more weight on.
Yeah.
Until it just, you know, yeah, squished them.
Quite literally. But, yeah, they would have thought I was a witch for sure if I was back in that era. They would have thought I was a witch.
People nowadays, if we were all back in that era, they would think a lot of us
are witches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no doubt that they would.
Seriously.
On to
how can we get worse?
Yeah. Oh, on to the next two. I think these two are heavier hitters. Yeah. This one is kind of, I would say, my favorite because I saw it.
Oh, his favorite.
I saw, yeah. It was in a show.
Okay.
That I watched, and I was like, wow, that is insane. So this one's the Blood Eagle. So with the Blood Eagle, the condemned was strapped so that their back was accessible, and they were kept alive. So keep in mind, we are all of these, they're alive to start. You're specifically alive for this. Their back...
See, I don't like that you're starting out with that they're specifically alive for the start.
So their back is then cut open and pulled away so that they could get access to the ribs, where they would then break the ribs and then twist them upwards out of the back so it would look like wings that were spread wide open.
I'm gonna be sick.
If it doesn't freak you out, if that, like, isn't enough for you, it's sometimes said that they would pour salt on the wound before the lungs, like before they'd pull the lungs out, and then drape them over the wings.
Oh my gosh.
So do you think it got worse than rat torture?
Well, this, you're not surviving. No fucking shot you're surviving this. Like, that's death.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's death. Your ribs are not where they're supposed to be. You're dead.
And to think, who knows how long? I'm sure there's some study out there that would have said, like, a person could only survive this long before, like, going in the shock or just the pain passing out.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine you're surviving long.
I would think you're alive at least long enough to feel them cracking your ribs.
Oh, my God, which I can't even imagine. Like, think about, like, you, like, pull, like, over, like, I've coughed hard enough that I've, like, actually hurt my ribs. I can't imagine somebody, like, literally purposely breaking your ribs.
Yep.
Who were these people? It was on the show
Vikings. I saw it.
Who were these being done by? The Vikings? Like, the Vikings were doing them to people?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Were they bad people, at least?
In the show, in the show, when they did it, it was kind of like... It had, like, the point had to be proven.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily say that the guy was a bad guy. When the sentence was dawned on him, they were kind of just like, this has to be done in the show.
Yeah, right, yeah.
This has to be done. But they
didn't. Did they do it, like, in front of people in the show?
Oh, yeah, it was done. Oh, my God, it's like in a front public, of everybody. Like... In front of the guy's wife and everything. She stood there while they did it.
Oh, my God,
like, on the podium. She had to stand there.
Oh, that's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is absolutely insane. I can't even fathom, like, what that would look like. I can't even fathom doing that to a person.
Well, the Blood Eagle is going up against Judas Cradle.
Okay.
The victim was perched above the Judas Cradle, which was also known as the Judas Chair, and lowered, often by ropes, onto the spiky top, and their weight would eventually force the tip of this top into their body, causing it to rip through their pelvis. So it would just kind of slowly just kind of split you apart.
What the hell? Yeah, Blood Eagle wins. That's moving on. However, if that was up against anything else, I feel like it would draw a fair bargain. Like, that is not ideal, but I feel like you really can't get worse than the Blood Eagle. Like, that's so horrid.
When I picked these, I was trying to pick, I'd say, like, heavy hitters to go against heavy hitters.
Right.
And then I was kind of like, well, at one point we're going to have, like, a heavy hitter go against, like, nothing.
I mean, not that that's nothing. Your body is literally getting split right from your pelvis.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like Blood Eagle and Judas Cradle, they're some big, like...
Which is saying a lot that the Judas Cradle does not seem as intense compared to that.
But I tried making it a little more fun with air quotes by putting, like, some of the big ones. Because if you put Blood Eagle against the Tongue Terror...
Oh, yeah. I'm taking... Yeah.
You know, like, what's the point of even talking about it? At least at this point.
But, I don't know. I feel like that rat one is still really sticking with me. Like, I feel like the only thing that's worse than the Blood Eagle so thus far to me would be the... Like, I would take my body getting ripped in half over
the rat.
I feel like, though, it's situational. If I'm surviving the rat situation...
You're not.
Right, yeah.
When this was happening... Cool. I mean, it might still happen now. Who knows?
Because it
goes on behind closed doors. But you would think when this stuff would go on, there wasn't, like, great antibiotics.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The rats, it's not like the rats were clean.
I was just going to say, probably, like, think they about probably the just diseased would, rats that are biting through your
They're probably just in a cage in a dungeon.
I hate this.
Yeah. So now we're on to our last two.
Okay.
Before we kind of re-go
and
figure it out. So I don't think I'm going to get this one right, the name, but I want to try.
Heretic?
Heretic's Fork?
Heretics.
Okay. We'll go with Heretic's Fork. So, pretty much looked like a double-ended fork so you could pretty much eat with either end of it.
Okay.
It had, like I said, so it was like two prongs on either side. And what happened is a leather strap went around the victim's neck, and then one point went underneath their chin, and the other went against, like, their chest.
Yeah.
So, at this point, once it was on, the wearer couldn't speak, sleep, or pretty much the forks would start to press into their neck. Ooh. Or their flesh. It was intended, this one was actually intended, to punish and extract confessions from those accused of heresy.
Is that not hearsay?
I don't know. We sound great right now. Real smart guys. but it wasn't a method to kill, only to torment.
Right. And you were put, like, but the point was mm-hmm. to... See, and that's where you kind of, you lose me there, because at that point, that's not a confession. Mm-hmm. That's a man who was literally being tortured into, I'll say whatever the hell you want me to say.
Yeah, you're at a point where, like, you can't sleep, so you're going to lose your mind at one point.
Like,
there's an experiment I can't think of, I don't want to give it away, but there's a sleep experiment that I want to dive into that is wild when you hear, like, all the people, what happens and all that stuff. But to keep moving on, what did we say was heretics forks going up against is we're going nautical, because this is keel hauling.
Okay.
So the offender was tied with rope and then dragged underwater from one end of the ship to the other.
I don't like water.
Okay, well.
The feeling, like, that's my biggest fear, like, is drowning. Like, the feeling of, like, not being able to breathe, that's horrifying.
Yep, so many did die from the practice.
No, shocker.
From drowning or internal injuries.
Shocker.
It was assumed that it might not have always been fatal.
Oh.
But for the most part,
what the hell did
fatal.
You people think was going to happen?
I was kind of thinking you were just going to go, from one end of the ship to the other.
See,
it's
no,
just
I'm
a
sorry,
smooth
I'm
bottom.
Such I don't like water. That's scary enough for me.
Well, the other thing is boats aren't smooth on the bottom.
Oh.
There's barnacles.
Oh, ooh.
So you're just getting smacked up against barnacles on the ship's bottom. So if the people live, would carry the scars from being bounced off of all the barnacles. I read some places that it would tear limbs off.
Dude.
People would come back up decapitated. Like, it was crazy.
See, and you lost me at the water portion of it. You didn't even need to give me all that.
I feel like the listeners need to know. They need to know about the barnacles.
Well, yeah, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Water is just not an element that I'm messing with at all. See, I feel like this one's tricky, actually. What are you going?
So, the fact that we're talking, like, torture devices.
Yeah.
My thing is, the heterics fork kind of just wins because that's what it was designed to do.
Yeah.
But I think I'm leaning towards keel hauling because it just doesn't, like, you're just going to either, if you survive, you're going to be so messed up.
Yeah.
Because you were dragged from one end of the boat to another. And it doesn't mean, like, we're used to small little boats.
Right.
Think of, like, the Mooshaloo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got some, you're going to be banged up if you survive.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this one's a toss-up. It could go either way.
Well, I think I'm just gonna go keel hauling.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good.
I feel like we've kind of.
I agree.
We've kind of let you, pick. So yeah. I'll pick on that one.
He's got that.
Now we have to re-rank.
Okay.
Or we can just keep going down. Huh. So we'll just do one gets a pass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Do you feel pretty strong about rat torture?
Do you just want
to give that the pass that gets the bye?
Uh-huh.
One of them should have gotten a bye first, but this is our bracket. We do it our way.
This is our bracket.
Yep. All right. So now we have the rack versus the pair of anguish.
Mm.
Just as a reminder, the rack, two rollers on either end, person lays on it.
Mm.
They just stretch you out, dislocating limbs, pulling limbs off. The pair of anguish is, I got a better way to explain it, is an object that is placed in any orifice, which is then screwed in, and the bottom of the pair, which would be inserted, would just widen.
I feel like the rack wins.
You going rack?
Yeah.
I think I'm going rack too.
Like your limbs, bro, like your body being stretched. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this will be a fun debate. The Blood Eagle versus keel hauling. Do you want a refresher?
I feel like I don't need one.
No? Because
I don't.
You're gonna
I feel
get
like
one.
I don't need
the listener
one.
The should get one.
I don't want to hear about it again.
Blood Eagle,
ooh.
You are leaned over with your back out. They split it open, cut all your ribs, flail them out to make it look like wings. And then at the very end, it is said that they toss your lungs over your ribs.
Oh my God. The visual that I'm...
is crazy.
Yeah.
Look up I don't know if they have a picture of it. They got pretty graphic on Vikings. And then you have keel hauling, which... we literally just talked about, is you are tossed off the boat, tied to a rope, and you just kind of bounce all along the bottom of the boat, hitting the barnacles, the boat, anything underneath it, until you reach the end. You either are going to drown, lose limbs, or end up with all kinds of crazy scars. Did you see the picture?
Uh-huh.
That was a really good uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that...
Is it the Vikings picture?
It's, I just looked up, like, what, yeah, it, would it look literally, like? First of all, when you look it up, it gives you a warning. Like, you have to, like, say, I view
I'm,
the image.
I'm over 18.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. That's winning.
I was going to say, I still just go with Blood Eagle.
I'm going with Blood Eagle, for sure.
So that brings us down. How do we have three? I suck at this. Do you want to just push your rat torture to the end? And then we're just going to have one big discussion?
Yeah.
I feel like you're so set. You were like, it's rat torture.
I can't do it.
Yeah. So then you have the rack versus the Blood Eagle. I'm not going to go through them again. We know what they are.
Neither one of them. I feel like the Blood Eagle is taking it.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of where I was leaning, where, yeah, I thought our conversation was going to end. I didn't actually think with rat torture.
Yeah, no.
I thought the rat torture wasn't going to get the... I mean, you pass it straight. You said right to the end.
I heard the name and I feel like that was good enough for me.
Well, it also would have made it funner if I didn't suck at making a bracket. I don't know what I was counting. I counted them. I was like, cool, even number. Was it an even number?
It was
one,
to start
two,
with.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, five.
Five
I needed
is not
six.
An even number.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, so that means there was 10. That's what I did. There was 10.
I was going
to
say,
10 of these, bracket-wise, I only made 5.
Right.
I should have made 12 to
got
get
it.
6.
Got it. Quick math.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like that Blood Eagles, it's taking.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw it in the show, and that's mm-hmm. where my favorite thing was. And
yeah.
That's what you're thinking you're leaning?
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
All right, well, the Blood Eagle takes it for us.
For sure. Rat torture is a very, very, very close second for me personally. I feel like there's people that are listening that are probably like, this bitch is crazy. She'd rather get it. Mm-hmm. They're like, she would rather. Yeah, I'm not a big, I don't like rodents.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's a vicious torture. Because they could use multiple rats.
Right.
You don't know.
And, like, what size are the rats? Are they New York rats? Because if they're New York rats, they're killing me in an instant.
I think New York rats only came about
recently
because of us.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the rats back
rats
then were
the
just
size
regular
of
rats.
Cats. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
No. Yeah, I think this may just be episode one of multiple because there's so many devices out there.
And I liked this. I thought this was fun. It was like a little game.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was like, this is cool. When I heard, I completely heard this from, like, this style from another podcast or something like that. And I was like, oh, we're gonna make it a game instead of just talking about them. So what we'll do is maybe we'll just note down that the Blood Eagle will move on to our next episode of it.
I'll remember. I won't forget about that. Trust me.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys all enjoyed the episode. And I think we'll put a poll up Instagram or something and let you guys all vote and see where you think things come out.
Such a great idea.
Right?
Yes.
Sometimes I'm full of good ideas. But on that note, we are over. We have our, we'll call the champion of torture devices of the Blood Eagle.
The winner.
And that means we are set to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So we will catch you next week. But in the meantime, comment, like, tell your friends. You know, we're still in the beginning stages of starting out. So if you like it, please tell friends. Please comment. Follow us on any of our social medias.
Ominous Archives.
That's on Instagram, X.
TikTok.
Reddit. We have Reddit. And we even have an email. ominousarchives@gmail.com. If you want to reach out to us, give us episode ideas, reach out and tell us good things, bad things, have your own stories of paranormal, spooky, weird, anything, send them on over. We'll read them. We'll put them in the episodes. But on that note, Archie is full-blown done with hearing about torture devices.
Archie is full-blown asleep in the archives.
Yeah, I put him to sleep.
He is rocked in the archives.
So we will catch you all next week. See ya.